Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Everett here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio. We have had an afternoon of Cinco de Mayo margaritas, and now I got two frisky college guys in front of me. So
Is that right?
This could be a good afternoon. Frisky. So listen, I got Keyshawn Patel and I got Brandon Robinson, both here from UWF, both recipients of separate leadership awards. First of all, congratulations for you guys to even get nominated, awarded. And then you're still standing. So that's huge, right?
You're still standing. I think that's the important thing.
That's it, man. Right. All right. So let's tell everybody why you're here, what the award is that you got and how you got it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us here, first of all.
Yeah. Makes my afternoon fun.
Hey, it makes it enjoyable, right? Cinco de Mayo.
That's it.
Students. So this Emerging Leader Award from the University of West Florida is awarded to a freshman and sophomore who's taken strides to make a difference at the university by getting involved and really just making a difference on campus, doing what you have to do while juggling being a student. I think a lot of students, their freshman year, try to feel out what's going on. And I knew that my freshman year, I wanted to jump in right away and get involved.
Keeps you out of trouble.
Exactly. It keeps you on the right track. And I also realize that experience is the most important thing for me. Because now, you know, going into our future, we need to be prepared with different experiences and being able to manage multiple things at once while being a full-time student, a part-time employee, as well as being involved on campus. So I was very honored and humbled to win that award.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, degree only gets you so far, right? You got to have some experience. Yeah. You certainly got to be able to multitask.
Something like that.
I don't know if this guy's up for the task, though.
You don't think so?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
I would attest. I would say Brandon actually got me involved in some of the things I'm doing on campus.
All right. So. Well, there you go, man. Okay, so Brandon, so which one did you get?
So I was awarded with the Outstanding Student Leader of the Year Award, which is awarded to a recipient who kind of goes a little above and beyond with various student organizations. I've been involved with the university since 2012. I've had a hand in pretty much all of our organizations, including CAB, Homecoming, ASA, which is the African American Student Association, mm-hmm. As well as SJA and my fraternity, which is Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And
Incorporated?
Incorporated.
Look at that.
So within our fraternity, we work as a business, and so we have to incorporate at the end.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
There's not very many fraternities that have flipped that switch yet.
Yeah, so we're definitely incorporated, and we pride ourselves off that to make sure we conduct ourselves as businessmen.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, so I want to know what's motivated you guys to just jump out of the box here? Because let's face it, a lot of guys your age or even like you were saying, freshmen in college, I mean, this is the last kind of stuff you're thinking of.
So I actually just completed my sophomore year, so I'm going into my junior year. And I think the thing that motivates me the most is the fact that experience is a huge thing to me, because I feel like you cannot just get a degree and walk into a job and think that you're fully prepared. I'm trying to become a lawyer at some point. I'm a political science major with a minor in criminal justice. And I think that there are just certain things that being in a classroom can't teach you.
Right.
You don't know how to build those people skills, communication, conflict management. So there's a lot of things that being in organizations can help you with. And one of them that I'm involved in, student government, is the most important to me. And I'm just motivated in that because students have concerns. And sometimes there are students who will have an issue that don't always have the time or the resources to find the solution to them. So when they bring us issues, when they come to our student senate and say, hey, you know, here's my concern, it gives the grouping of students that are in office in term to find a solution.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest motivation. And knowing that our university supports the things we're doing and our resources are always in front of us. We have administrators that come to our student senate, and not every other university can say that. You know, you're having to beg and go see, make appointments with administrators here mm-hmm. on our campus. They're right there for you. They're ready to help you. And I think that's what motivates me, is that both sides of the pole are prepared and ready to make change. And Pensacola is so supportive of that. So
and Michael was in here earlier this morning talking about his award. And one of the things that he said he really loved about UWF was the small class size and the fact that you could absolutely reach just about any administrator or teacher or faculty that you needed to at any given moment, which is huge.
Our vice president of student affairs, Kevin Bailey, he attends our Senate meetings weekly. And it's
just to make sure there's no coup or anything going on, man.
Something like that, right? I think it's really awesome for our student senators to have him right in front of us and say, hey, we have a question. We want to know what's going on.
You know?
And obviously there are, concerns, whether it's campus safety, dining experience, anything that's related to our university, whether he has the answer right on the spot or he'll say, I'm going to find the answer and I'll get back to you by next week. And so that's a huge benefit for our campus and just expanding. I think going further, that's only going to help the students and help our experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have to piggyback off Keyshawn. I mean, what motivates me is just helping others. I've never been stingy with success. You know, I'm most like typical. I feel like I came from nothing and I worked really hard to get where I'm at. And my whole drive was just trying to make a difference. You know, I'm a communications major with a minor in psychology. And my whole drive is just entertaining and make sure people have a good time. And that's something I really love doing. And so when I came to university back in 2012, you know, my biggest thing was making a change, creating a legacy for students and people like myself to have something to follow. Because I know sometimes most of us, we don't get the means that we need. Like Keyshawn said, there's some things you can't get in the classroom. And I feel like social life is very important. Like talking to people, networking, and just learning
not
how to
just
carry
on
yourself.
Your phone, right?
Not just,
or your not Facebook phone. Lives.
Oh, no, not your Facebook Live either. But I feel like it helps because I can be honest, like when it comes to classroom, I don't grasp it as much as I do with working with people and organizations, and the University of West Florida have really helped me to grow as a young man and learn how to conduct myself with it within society. So I definitely have to say that's what motivates me.
And there are also opportunities on our campus that put you in a professional atmosphere. A lot of students might not get that experience until they're in their job or their industry. And I think it's important to prepare for that at an earlier age. And, you know, someone asked me just earlier this week, they're like, you know, why do you do SJ? Like, why do you put so much time into it and not just focus on your part-time job and school? And I pretty much said that you have to be able to balance those things out. You can't you can't just be a 4.0 student and expect to get the job you want to make, you know, $100,000 a year. Like, it just
you
got to
be book
like
smart
that.
And street smart.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that some of those settings that we've been placed in through student government has helped us. And not even just student government, you know, also our fraternities, you know, Brandon saying Phi Beta Sigma, I'm a part of Sigma Alpha Epsilon. Those different.
You guys rival at all?
Oh, no, we're very supportive. Like, when Keyshawn finally went Greek, I was excited. Granted, he didn't join the correct one, but
I can argue with him on that one.
There we go.
But I mean, I'm happy for him because I've watched Keyshawn grow since high school, and he's been in student government. He followed behind me. We were both student body presidents of our high school, and I watched him grow, and I know he's going to do great things at the University of West Florida, even after I've left. So, like, it's nothing but love. Like, We did what was best for us, and we went those routes.
So you don't egg his frat house?
Oh, no. I would never do that. I try to go to their parties. That's what's all that matters.
I think it's important to note that, you know, in our community at UWF, that anybody who's Greek, they all have the same vision and same mission.
Yeah.
You know, they're reaching out to the community. They're building. They're turning boys into men. And I think that's the important thing. And, having the true gentleman experience will get you into that farther stage of life. And I think that, you know, everyone can attest that at our school, a lot of the Greeks hang out. You know, you'll see my fraternity and Brandon's fraternity hanging out, you know, we'll go to the library and I'll just make a study table, because I think one thing Brandon and I can agree on is we do forget sometimes that we're students at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know? Right.
So when it comes to finals week, we have to turn off all of our other organization responsibilities.
It's time to work together.
Keyshawn has to make me turn my phone off and make me focus.
Right, because if not, we'll sit on Twitter, you know, while we're studying for finals and like that. You know, you got to be able to separate those things and prioritize when it's important. So
yeah.
I think every college student can agree to that it's hard to, you know, during finals week to shut everything off and just focus on what's
important. Let me tell you, every adult can agree to it too. You don't even have to be a college student. I mean, honestly, there is so, whether it's your inbox, whether it's your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, the guy sitting next to you, the phone ring. I mean, it's out of control, to be absolutely honest.
But, definitely.
You know, I can imagine having to take finals and all that. And so are both of you guys local? Did you grow up here?
Yeah. So I grew up here in Pensacola. I've been here my whole entire life. I actually graduated from Pine Forest High School as my senior class president. Me and my mother, and I have six other siblings, one sister and five younger brothers.
So there's
brothers.
No competition in your house at all, is
there? No, I mean, I'm the oldest of all my siblings, and like I'm like the golden child. And that's
golden child.
I'm the golden. That's what they call me. I'm the golden child, but I'm just the role model to set for my
that's
siblings.
That's good though, man.
Yeah, so I give them.
She
a
got five more behind you. They're gonna hopefully follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, my mom's always in their ear nagging. Why can't you be like Brandon?
Uh-oh. Da, 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 da.
They hate
setting
that.
You up for failure, right?
No,
there,
hate
baby.
That. I know it.
I'm as well from Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah.
I went to West Florida High School and graduated as a student body president.
Okay.
I have one older sister. I live with both my parents, and my sister is a nursing student at University of West Florida as well.
Very
so she's,
cool.
She's a little older
so you guys knew the university was here. You knew what it had to offer. You knew, you know, hey, this is where I can go and stay close to home, be
right.
Local and all that.
So I know earlier you were asking like why we chose UWF.
Yeah, because I mean, and honestly, not for UWF's sake, but also for mine, because I know that I grew up here. I mean, I moved down here when I was 9. So this is growing up here. So when I left for college, I went to culinary school. So that wasn't something that was available here. But But had I been in your shoes where it now, I mean, UWF is a fantastic solution. And I'm finding more and more as I do interviews with whether they're students or the Innovation Institute that's upstairs or just other players in this game here, that how much UWF is a part of this community. So I've wondered how, you know, where you guys heard about it, how you got into it, and then obviously you know the benefits.
So I originally wanted to leave Pensacola, like every
yeah, out of high every school other yeah, 18 years old. I was like, man, I'm ready to go.
Absolutely. Me and my sister both wanted to, you know, go to another college, and my parents both said, hey, try UWF, you know, see if you like it, and if you don't, that's okay, we understand,
right?
You know, let's go from there. So I told my parents that, you know, let's try a year or two, we'll go from there, you know, kind of get my feet wet. And within the first semester of being at UWF, I already made my decision that UWF was the best choice.
Yeah.
The small class sizes is the most important thing to me, because I have friends at other universities that'll sit in a classroom of 400 people and there'll be a TA teaching the class,
yeah,
not even the professor.
Yeah.
At UWF, if I want to see my professor within a couple, yeah, you know, within a couple hours at that, you can email your professor and say, hey, like, I want to sit down and talk about this chapter. I'm having a tough time understanding
right.
it. And you're going to get that one-on-one experience, not, hey, I'm not available for the next 3 weeks, but we'll meet in 3 weeks. And
yeah,
by that time,
you've already failed your test.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've either failed your test, or even when it comes to advising, you know, there's just times where you need kind of a efficient and prompt answer or mm-hmm. guidance. And at UWF, you get that. And that's truly what locked me in. You don't get to walk around your university commons. That's kind of where everyone hangs out. Mm-hmm. We have the student government office. We have some restaurants, things like that within that building. And to be able to sit and have lunch and know that administrators are around you, that'll say, hey, what's going on, man? Is everything good? Can we help you with anything? That locked me in right there. I didn't need any other further details. I knew that I felt home.
Yeah.
And you can walk around campus and you can see people that you know. You get people that are going to guide you. And to me, mentorship is a huge thing. Brandon and both Mike, the one who's here earlier, Michael Kruger, mm-hmm. serve as great mentors for me. They help me get my path right and understand, like, you can't overload, but at the same time, you need to challenge yourself and get out of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because the students generally say, like, oh, I'm going to do it next semester. I'll do it next year. I don't have time right now. And that, to me, is what's going to hold people back from being able to get that.
Yeah, procrastination sucks,
you push
man.
It off. Three
it sucks.
And Brandon told me my freshman semester, my first year on campus, he said, don't wait, do this, apply, get involved,
go for
don't
it.
Waste yeah. your time, because you only have so long in college and you want to be able to look back and say, hey, I wanted change, I made change, I didn't
yeah.
wait for change to happen, because a lot of people are going to wait for it to happen. I'm not willing to wait for it. I'm willing to make it myself.
So. Yeah. Very cool, man.
Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, I mean, originally I was actually going to go into the military. Upon high school, beginning of my senior year.
You wanted to blow stuff up, didn't you?
Not even. I wanted to use the Marines, which I was going to join into, as mm-hmm. a stepping stone into the entertainment world. It's what I wanted to go into. By the second semester, I wanted to join into the Navy, and the whole rule where you can't go into another military branch until your contract expires after 6 months, something like mm-hmm. that. And so I applied to UWF because over the summer they sent me an application, and I was like, well, I don't want to be sitting in Pensacola, working at McDonald's, staying at my mom's house, so let me apply, let me go somewhere. I ended up meeting some of my fraternity, well, my non-fraternity bros at mm-hmm. orientation, and those guys really showed me some love and some passion. I was like, you know what? I think I want to be a Sigma, and second off, I think this school may be for me. And so when I came in the fall, I had aspirations to transfer to the University of Florida. And when I got...
Dude, a Gator? Seriously?
Yeah,
Get out.
It's over now?
But,
yeah, I'm cutting you off,
no,
man.
You can't do that. But no, so when I came here and then I met Dr. Bailey, and he had this legacy speech that just spoke to me, and it was like, you can create whatever legacy you want to.
Right.
What change do you want, and who do you want to inspire? And hearing that, it gave me the thought that, like, I can really make a difference. You know, UWF is very young. It's a very young university, and there was so much opportunity for me to create who I was as a person. And so I really loved that. So after that first semester with being involved with CAB, I knew I was staying, and through the years, I worked to mentor men and gentlemen like Keyshawn to help them to help them change UWF, to help them grow, to help them realize who they were and their full potential. Like, I don't believe there's no reason you should wait. Like, if you want to do something, go for it. Like, by you waiting, somebody else is going to take that spot,
yep.
and then it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
And
see,
so
I've always kind of said there's the three M's. It's mentors, mates, and mentees. You've got to have your mentors that can help guide you along the way outside of just your traditional, you know, your parents, your family members, your uncles, mm-hmm. aunts. You've got to have those friends that understand what's happening right in front of you to be able to guide you along the way. You have your mates who, Brandon's my mentor, but he's also just my friend. And so that's kind of cool for us to be able to kind of turn off like the professional mode and then just the friendship mode. And then you have your mentees. I have two mentees that are in student government. One, his name's Wadi and Alex. And I just realized that in those two gentlemen, there's potential. And I know that people took the time to help me. And I want to reciprocate that energy right back into them. Because obviously there's a point in time where Brandon and I are going to both be graduating and the university has to still continue in its efforts. So I want to continue building those leaders to realize that they can make a difference. And a lot of times people just need that positive influence and they need that
motivation. They got to know they have a place, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just kind of have to have that positive reinforcement, because when you bounce energy off, you know, like if me, Brandon and Michael Kruger sitting at a table, we know we can bounce things off each other, even if they sound completely out of wild.
Or if we don't agree.
If we don't agree. And oftentimes me and Brandon can attest that we don't agree on certain things. But when we sit in the student government Senate and we battle things out, when we walk out of that Senate chamber, like, we're friends again. Like, you keep professional, you know, in your professional atmosphere, and you keep your personal friendships on the outside.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really awesome thing that I've learned, you know, along the way. And, you know, even the people who have helped guide us, you know, I always thank them, because it's impossible without people showing you the ropes, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Of course, you know, I'm sure Brandon will agree, but it's our parents. Our parents gave us the right guidance and said, look, like, you want to see change? Don't wait for anyone to do it for you. It's right in front of you. Go challenge it.
Yeah.
Go hunt the goals.
So good job, mom and dad, if you're listening.
Thanks, mom and dad. They are listening.
Thanks.
Hopefully they're listening.
Hey, by the way, in case your parents haven't told you, in about 5 years, you're going to get a bill from them too.
Right? Yeah. I'm not paying. I'm sorry. My mom's going to get her bill later. Like, I have this big plan for my mom a little bit later, so she'll get it.
So your bill's covered then, right?
Yeah, she'll be covered. Like, she'll be happy to know I have something big. My mom is another reason behind my success. Like, I knew that I wanted... like I said, we came from nothing, and I really wanted to give my mom everything. Like, I want to give her a house, and I want her to just stay in the house. Yeah. I don't want her to pay any bills. I just want her to get in the car, and everything is covered by me. And that's always been my drive. And I told myself at a young age, like, I'm going to make sure that my mom depends on no other man but me. Like, even if she has a husband or a boyfriend, I still want her to come to me, and I pay her bills. Like, go do what you want. Like, it's covered. That's all I want her to do. My mom has never been outside of Pensacola. And she's a little, like, scary, I guess you could say, about trying something new. But, like, I want her to explore, because there's so much more outside of Pensacola.
But she pushed you, right?
She never stopped. Oh, yeah, she my mom, like, she texts me all the time and be saying
smacking
all
you in the back of the head.
Oh, my mom don't play. Oh, yeah, she don't play. Yeah, she smacked me in the back of the head whenever she can find around the house.
I think it's that motivation that keeps pushing people, you know? You can get discouraged so easily nowadays with, you know, a lot of students I've talked to, they're like, well, you know, it didn't work for me. My grades didn't come out, you know, how I want them. They get discouraged. And you got to have that pushing drive, you know.
Oh,
there's
times
where me and Brandon, you know, we're like, man, do we really want to be doing this? Like, no, of course we're doing this. Like, this is who we are. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
This is our passion. This is our drive. And, like, you've got to be able to push your friends forward. Even when you, like, you have to have that uncomfortable conversation, you know. And I know I think it was last summer, I was talking with Brandon. I was like, I don't know, like, if this is, like, the right path. Like, do I want to be a political science major? Do I want to be an SJ? And it's just the conversations like that will remind you, like, this is why we're here. Like, this is what placed us at UWF. This is what God wants us to be doing, and that's just, we're going to keep pushing. There's no way to stop.
So what books are you guys reading right now?
Oh, well, I'm actually reading a book for class. It's called Health Communications. It's a health communications book by my professor. So, I mean, that's the only book I'm reading. I guess I can tell you.
Wait, you only read one book at a time?
Well,
slacker.
One book enough.
Well, no, I got you. One textbook that you got to study?
One book is enough for me. Reading is just, I learn better from personal conversations.
Yeah.
I learn better from surrounding myself around people like Keyshawn. Like, Keyshawn may be my mentee, but I learn a lot from him because he's so motivated with his business and how he operates and his best friend. Like, I enjoy being around them, because not only do I get good laughs, but at the same time, they motivate me to stay on top of my dreams and my goals, my aspirations, because sometimes I slack up. And I think it's very important to surround yourself around people that you want to be like.
Always be the dumbest guy in the room.
Yeah, basically.
Always.
Because when it comes to business, they're really smart. You have to, because you're going to learn and you're going to grow from it, and it's going to help you be a better person.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have that thought of, like, I don't feel like doing this. Let me just take a nap instead. Because I have those thoughts. But when I'm around Keyshawn, I know he doesn't play that. He's not going to let me take a nap or be on my phone. He's going to snap at me. And I just don't want to hear his mouth, so then I'm going to get to my work.
So what are you reading right now?
So I'm reading a book about political science and strategizing your defense. Mm. A lot of times in the political science world and being a lawyer, it's really all about strategy.
Sure.
You
got
to know what you're walking into.
And logic, which is not logical.
Yeah,
not
well, sometimes even logic takes out of place. You got to be able to strategize, like, what your argument's going to be and how you're going to win the battle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be ready for those counter arguments and those rebuttals and be prepared to strike back. And so
without referencing Google,
without being like, hold on, let me Google this real quick.
Yeah.
Siri usually has the answers, but you can't always rely on Siri in the quote setting. So that's one of the books I'm reading right now.
All right. So I got a book that both of y'all need to read because it's speaking your language. It's called The War of Art. Okay. And, I'll have to.
You have to Google.
Oh, you gotta go to Google. No. I've got it. I've got it here on my Audible thing. But it is speaking your language because it is all about all of the things that cause you to give up or become unmotivated, which are usually related to some form of resistance. Like that's your enemy. Stephen Pressfield is the guy that wrote it. It's called The War of Art. So you're gonna have to check it out. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's speaking your language. It's a very quick read.
How quick?
You can, like, it's like 200 pages. It's like 200 pages.
See, that's not quick to
me. That's a quick read.
See, you got it.
You can get it on Audible. You can listen to it.
Oh, okay. Then I'm cool with that. If I can listen to it, I don't. Never mind.
Brandon's got to be able to put on Snapchat if he wants.
I got to put on my social media.
You probably could.
I could.
You know what you could? You probably read a chapter to your Facebook Live crew.
Would you believe if I said I can't read?
No, I would not.
You wouldn't believe that.
No, you wouldn't get this far if you can't read.
Dang.
That's not a funny joke anymore either, man.
It's not.
No, man, I think it's cool. I think guys, you know, you guys are young, you know, you're coming out of the gate swinging. You got something for you that a lot of people either don't have the opportunity to do, or when they do, they haven't taken it. And I think that's huge for you guys, including Michael, who have all won this award. But not only that, I mean, you've got some really positive things going for you guys right now. And you got some really good momentum behind you. So for those that are younger than you and those that are thinking about it, what's your best piece of advice for them?
Go ahead, Brandon.
Oh, my thing is never give up. And that sounds cliche, but it goes deeper than that. Like, whatever you want to do, believe in that and don't let anybody steer you wrong. Because I feel like I have one of the most outrageous dreams of, like, being on TV entertainment. And a lot of people think you can't achieve that. But my whole thing is, as long as you believe in it and you strive for it every day. And, like, one thing I learned from one of my good friends, Caleb Curl, is when you post something on Instagram, you know, a lot of people go for, like, likes and stuff. If one or two people like it, don't get discouraged by, like, nobody's really supporting me. Nobody's behind my dream or aspirations. You have to take that as what it is and just keep going, because it comes with consistency. Don't let anybody tell you, like, that's not possible, or what about a plan B? I have a plan B, but at the same time, I don't think about my plan B. I'm only stuck on plan A. So do what you want to do, no matter how outrageous it is. As long as you're happy, it makes you happy, like, go with it, because people aren't going to support it. Some people aren't going to like it. Some people aren't going to be happy for you. But at the end of the day, it's your happiness, because it's your life, and that's what's going to drive you forward. Like, people think a lot of things I say are outrageous, you know, when it comes to school, academics, and like you said, reading. Like, I will be honest with you, those aren't some of my strongholds. Those aren't things I value. But when it comes to social life and entertainment and networking and talking to people, personal conversations, I love it. Intellectual conversations, I love it, because that's what drives me. That's what keeps me focused. And I think just find your niche, rock with it, roll with it, and keep it going. Like, nobody's going to stop you.
People thought landing on the moon was a whack idea, too.
And somebody landed on the moon, right? That's right.
People thought an iPod was a weird
idea.
And
then you got to see us.
Here you are.
You get it. You're smart.
I do get it. So go ahead, Kijon.
I would say my best piece of advice to the younger students are don't be afraid to fail.
Mm-hmm. Then you're a pro.
Yeah.
Once you fail, you're a pro.
So I have an acronym for fail. It's first attempt in learning. And I always try to refer back to that, because a lot of times when we're feeling like there's a risk involved, we don't take that chance. And I've just been taught that it's okay to fail. There's nothing wrong with failing.
Right.
You're able to learn from your experiences. But I think the also second step to that is making sure that you take the time and reflect on what happened.
Yes.
And figure out, why did this happen that way? Why did I lose this election? Why did I miss that opportunity? You've got to be able to look back at that and learn from it and grow from it. And when people say no to me, that's just next opportunity.
Yes.
You know, if I ask a question and the answer is no, like, okay, let me try to re-strategize that and figure out what's the better way to come about the situation so we can get a better outcome. And so people who are afraid to fail are generally the ones who don't go after their dreams. And you can either follow your dreams or you can hunt your goals. And I like to hunt goals, because if it's in front of me, I don't know how I'm going to get to it, but I'm going to write out a plan and try to go for it. And the important thing is to write it down on a piece of paper, just as a rough draft, right? Like, here's step one, here's step two, here's step three, and try not to have a plan B, but have it prepared just in case, just like
just
Brandon
the preparation.
Said. Because there is a way of, you can do anything you want. You know, like, right here in our hand, this iPhone is the world. You can Google, you can Siri. If you want to know who the first person on the moon was, you can look that up, and it's not a big deal. Someone made it, you know?
Yeah.
Back in the 60s, there was barely a big box phone that I'm sure that our parents were using to...
You know, I think my mom still uses one.
you plug it into the wall and you get to call somebody. You know,
a house full.
So anything is, you know, anything is attainable.
Yeah.
And to me, I think my, you know, last piece is, I can't see myself going, farther and farther without my, you know, attitude determining my altitude. That's a huge, huge quote that my best friend and I, my business partner, have always followed. Attitude determines altitude. How you present your information and how you present yourself is how far you're going to be able to make. If you want to go high up, you've got to have a really positive attitude. If you're always going to be negative and down and, you know, always try to strike down on someone and try to, you know, be bigger or better, then you're only going to make yourself, you know, fall down the rankings. And so I think it's all about influence and just be there to influence everyone, you know, just be positive, because the simplest, hey man, like you're going to get through this can push people much farther than we realize it.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to figure that out, that, you know, we have the influence to tell someone like, hey, don't give up, man. Like you're almost done. You're almost through finals. You know, during finals week, I can't imagine how many conversations I had in the library of students who had been there for 48 hours straight. And all they needed was just a, hey man, like you're almost done.
There is light at the end of your tunnel and it's not a train.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, positivity will take students far. And I learned that in high school from my advisor. Her name's Renee Giles. She just inspired me to be positive. And I know that I look back, you know, with my high school grouping of students, the student government back at West Florida. And I try to look at them and just realize that, like, I was in their shoes one day and try to understand like where they're coming from and try to give them that experience. So I hope all students who are, you know, doing anything, have interest in joining any organization, just do it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself, because you're not going to learn without the experience.
Yeah. Very cool.
And like you, Sean, said, one thing that you said that kind of stuck with me was that a lot of people, when they fail, they stay stuck on that failure. I like to think, like, whenever if I do fail, I'm already thinking about how I'm going to fix it. I don't think it's done. It happened. Now, how am I going to fix this? How am I going to move on? How am I going to make this better? Because I messed up. Now I'm ready to fix it and I'm ready to move forward. And I think that's very key, not to sit there and dwell on your failures and things you messed up on. Yeah. Think about how you're going to fix it next, because you can change it. Because as quick as you fail, quote unquote, you can make a difference, and people are going to look at that much more better. Like, I've failed a lot of times. I'm not perfect. I failed a couple times within college. Like, I've never been perfect within these experiences. Well,
man, people fail every day. They just don't realize it's a failure. Right? I burnt grilled cheese for breakfast, man. That's a failure.
How do you burn grilled cheese?
Let me tell you.
You can't cook hot dogs either, huh?
How do you burn bacon or anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, well, bacon's easy because it cooks quick.
Oh, okay. But grilled cheese ain't easy, man. I mean, come on.
I mean, you got to
flip it. Cut me some slack. Yeah, well, you got to do the bacon, man. So
I think, you know, with what Brandon is saying is about failing is a lot of times when we succeed or we win or we do something great, where we start to celebrate, like, oh man, that was awesome. Like, we did this on our own. But when we fail, we're like, oh man, like, you know, why God put us in this position? Like, you know, why is he challenging us? Or, you know, there's been times where me and Brandon sit there and we're like, all right, that just did not work how we wanted it to work.
So
Right. And so we just got to reflect and figure out what's the best way to turn the situation around. And like, what do we need to do to make this acceptable,
and we come back and tackle it, and it's worked in our favor a couple times when we failed and we came back at it. And
hey, look, all you need is one success.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, a lot 100 of success.
But 100 failures, and all you need is one success.
But 100 failures is 100 successes, because you're learning something out of the process.
True, right?
There's nothing wrong with 100 failures.
You know, Thomas Edison only needed one light bulb.
Yeah,
exactly.
He just needed one to work, man. That was
one.
It.
He's like, I proved
one to work.
It.
What do you do? Like 10,000 times or something? Yeah. By the time he got done trying, but man, all he needed was one. That's it.
Yeah, all it takes is one.
That's it. So, all right, cool, guys. Well, we're getting to the end of our time. I want to thank both of y'all for coming in here today and spitting some real cool stuff. To be absolutely honest, I hope your Facebook crowd enjoyed.
I think they did.
You know, so what up? Follow us, Picola BRX on Facebook.
There we go.
Picola.
I got the plug.
Radio X on Twitter.
Hey, we appreciate you inviting us out, man.
Yeah, really, absolutely, man. So we're going to have some more conversation here when the mics go off.
Yeah.
But let's get on out of here. So,
sounds good.
All right, guys, you can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook. You can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.